This goes to Dr. Murray. Fax is 989-583-1914. Regarding Dale, middle initial D like David, Bushree, it's B like a boy, U-S-H-R-E. Date of birth is August 9th of 1933. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Bushree, who was seen in consultation on May 14 of this year for elevated creatinine levels and stage 3 chronic kidney disease, noted as far back as 2022. His biggest complaint today is he's had some dizziness that has been bothering him for several months. He usually wakes up with the dizziness, and it doesn't really resolve until after lunch, and then it spontaneously goes away. Currently, he's taking a steroid burst to see if that will help, and he's scheduled to have a carotid ultrasound for further evaluation. He does have a history of stroke, and he reports that his heart stopped for a while during hospitalization when he was hospitalized in Elma with that stroke. He is not sure if he's got a neurologist. Perhaps he should be referred if he's not already got one. And, of course, the carotid ultrasound is a really good idea. But it doesn't appear to be vertigo. This appears to be dizziness. So it could be a neurological cause as well as a cardiology cause. He did have a fall the other day, too. He did not hurt himself, but the dizziness did lead to a fall. Medications. I want to highlight Lasix 20 milligram daily, and he's on Jardiance 25 milligram daily. He's on Novolog 10 units before each meal, and Ozempic is 1 milligram once a week. Actually, it's 0.75 milligram once a week. Levemir is 12 units daily at bedtime. Pravacol, Claritin as needed. Aspirin is 81 milligram daily, and vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram once a day. And physical exam weight is 182 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 61, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 134 over 68. His neck is supple. There is no jugular venous distension and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregularly irregular with a normal heart rate of 61. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. And he has 1+ edema in the left lower extremity, trace of edema right lower extremity. And labs, most recent lab studies were done November 12th of 2024, creatinine is stable at 1.88, estimated GFR is 33, albumin 4.1, calcium 9.5, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 3.4, hemoglobin 13.4 with a normal white count and a normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, and we will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy. 4, chronic atrial fibrillation with controlled rate. And 5, dizziness with one recent fall. Awaiting results on testing for carotid Doppler studies, and then possible further evaluation by neurology. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.